A sentencing hearing continues today for the Australian man charged over the Christchurch mosque attacks in March last year. There were emotional scenes in court yesterday as families of those killed read victim impact statements. Among those who'll address the court today is Ambreen Naeem, whose husband, the court heard yesterday, lunged at the gunman, allowing several people to escape. Barbara Miller reports.
It's been a long year and a half since Ambreen Naeem lost her husband and 21-year-old son in the Christchurch mosque attacks. She's had to learn to drive, improve her English, and become a single parent to her two surviving sons. Today, the Pakistan-born mother will again draw on her considerable strength as she faces the shooter in court on day two of his sentencing hearing.
It needs a lot of courage to see that person who has done so much harm to New Zealand, I will say. It was so peaceful here, and he has changed the history. And seeing that person would be very hard.
Ambreen's husband, Naeem Rashid, and the couple's 21-year-old son, Tala, were among 51 people killed in the terrorist attacks. In a summary of facts read to the court on Monday, Naeem Rashid's courage in the attack on Al Noor Mosque was singled out. Crown Prosecutor Barnaby Hawes.
Naeem Rashid ran at the defendant from the southeastern corner of the room. When Mr. Rashid was approximately 1 metre from the defendant, the defendant swung the AR-15 around and fired four shots at point-blank range, with one shot hitting Mr. Rashid's left shoulder. Mr. Rashid crashed into the defendant, and the defendant went down on one knee. Mr. Rashid's actions allowed a number of other worshippers to escape.
And he didn't have any weapons. He was the bravest man, and the terrorist is the weakest person.
Ambreen is going to court with other women made widows by the March 2019 attacks.
We have now a greater, stronger bonding and connection with each other, and also with our Kiwi friends. We are all now connected more closer.
Ambreen's victim impact statement will be read by a police liaison officer, one of the dozens the court will hear before the sentence is handed down on Thursday. Like many of the family, she hopes the court will impose the maximum possible sentence of life with no parole.
He was the first terrorist, so it should be that he should be punished in the worst possible way so that it can discourage other bad people. These bad people, these 0.1% people in the world who have hate in their heart, they come and contaminate this world. But we still have to move on. We have to go forward in the best positive way. We will always be the winners, and he'll be the loser.
Widow Ambreen Naeem, ending Barbara Miller's report.